And welcome to a very special Memorial Day Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and I am here, as always, with the Chief and the Goon. Just happens a Monday holiday. We record our shows on Mondays. We knew this was bound to happen. I hope everybody out there is enjoying a happy and safe and solemn Memorial Day. Chief, how are you today, sir?
I have eaten lots of food, but apparently my head keeps telling me I need to eat more. So I'm going to go work on that.
Well, we will try to you know, interrupt your feeding frenzy to a minimum today. Goon, did you eat?
No, not yet. We're Hurricane and I are going to eat burgers and hot dogs after the show. Neither of us was hungry, so that when you proposed doing the show at the earlier time, we were like, ooh, that works really well for us.
Oh, I just got back from my in-laws. My father-in-law is doing better. For those of you who have been asking and wondering, thank you for asking and wondering. And my brother-in-law brought down a dozen ginormous male crabs. I'm not a crab fan, but I know a big crab when I see one. And according to my wife, they were delicious. She went and ended up an entire rack of ribs. So I did the Fred Flintstone thing and had that because I'm a rib fan.
Oh, you're going to have to tell me how you guys do ribs because I don't have a good recipe.
Oh, it's real super easy and it's just really low and slow. Yeah. Like I think she put them in this morning and let them run for like 5-6 hours, something like that. But I'll get the details for you.
Excellent. So no heat from the surface of the sun like I had last weekend. Nothing like that.
No, we actually had no need for nuclear furnaces. So yeah, we went with a simple oven because sometimes it's all you need, man. Sometimes you just need to keep it simple. Crabs and ribs.
Hey, it was a good weekend.
3-day weekends. Really, I think I was most productive on Saturday. I made it to the landfill with all of my toxic materials. That was an experience. Didn't realize you were required to empty them all on your own. So that was kind of different.
Where do you mean at the landfill or before
the
you
landfill.
Get there?
Yeah. So at the landfill, when you go up and you tell them that you have toxic materials, because they take it on Saturdays only, they send you to a different location of the landfill. And you go up to this table and there's a very stern looking woman there. And I had a large crate which contained, oil and antifreeze and paint and thinner and fertilizer and a bunch of other different things.
Lotions, notions, and yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff, yeah. It turns out a lot of that stuff was like, no, you don't need to do anything special with that. Just throw it in the landfill part. I was like, okay. Like fertilizer. I was like, really? Okay. They took all the paint cans and dropped them into a large bin of paint cans. And then they said, okay, now you need to go over to that other area way down there and take care of the antifreeze and the oil yourself.
Okay. You just dump it all in an open pit?
No, there's a giant funnel and everybody's pouring all their cans into the oil funnel or the antifreeze funnel, which then go into large tanks, which look like smaller versions of the ones you'd see on a train. And I guess they then get, you know, taken somewhere else.
Out to East Palestine, Ohio, where they're burned.
Probably, you know, in order to, you know, just keep the level of toxicity up out there.
That's Pete Buttigieg's job after politics. He's gay, you know.
I've heard they're going to erect a sign with his name on it. You know, the memorial toxic waste site. Not to be confused with Memorial Day, because one is,
I can't get it out. Memorial Day has a purpose.
It does. And Peter Buttigieg does not.
Does not.
Oh, yeah, the purpose is just a nefarious one.
Ooh,
yeah, well, that may be true. I mean, more than just annoying. More than just annoying the goon?
Oh, definitely.
Right. He's going to run with AOC.
No, he's not.
God, please. Now, I want to see AOC and Bernie. That ought to work well. The commie twins. She can get a little beret. I like what help me, gentlemen, the senator from Louisiana, Kennedy.
Yes, John Kennedy.
He's a, you know, he
He's
would be an outs.
Mark Twain of our times.
We should ask him to listen to the podcast. I think we're his people. I
Yes.
think he would come on here and talk, and we wouldn't say anything. We'd just be laughing because
Yes.
he says what we're thinking almost
Yes.
every time.
I love, still my favorite line is, AOC is the reason there are instructions on shampoo bottles. Yeah.
He said this week that the strategy for AOC is when she's speaking, let her.
Exactly. Yeah. And who's the lady from Texas? Who's
Which one?
also the one is well, the one who speaks ghetto now, but she doesn't really because
She's BS crazy.
yeah. What is her name? Oh, Lordy Lord. How can I not know this?
So you mean Jasmine Crockett?
That's the one,
Yes.
Crockett. Yes. We need to find her somebody named Tubbs to hang out with.
Why?
Crockett and Tubbs.
What is that? You tried.
I did. I did try.
Tried.
There's this show that was on TV in the 80s called Miami Vice. And
I know that.
the two stars' character names were Crockett and Tubbs.
I typed crazy Texas politician,
No, did
and
it?
no, the answer they gave me was Kinky Friedman, who is crazy and is from Texas,
Who?
but I don't
Kinky
believe you.
Friedman?
Kinky Friedman, yeah, he used to be. Yeah, I used to hear him a lot on Don Imus. He's a singer-songwriter. You know of
And a
him,
politician?
Chief? Humorist. It does say politician. That I didn't know.
That's weird. Did you know that the Undertaker is now a mayor?
There are many. Wait, is it the Undertaker or is it Kane?
Oh, you're right. I think it's Kane. But
Yeah.
the Undertaker was I watched them both on Gutfeld, so it was, yeah. And they were on the show together, which was even weirder.
Yes, because when Tim Walz said any MAGA person, Kane immediately said, "I'm your Huckleberry," and you
He's
never heard from him.
mayor of Knox County.
Yes.
Not where is Knox County? Doot, 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 doot. My gosh. Oh, Lordy Lord. I know he's. Okay, there he is. Candace. Yes. He's now the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. There we are. Yeah. He's a fascinating individual when you hear him speak. He looks like he's one of those guys who, much like the current administration, has zero blanks to give left. So, yeah.
He also looks like the hills have eyes, so without makeup, you know.
Oh, yeah. But it's good. It's good. So.
So let's see. So far for this Memorial Day, we have delivering toxic waste. I went with Hurricane and we purchased mulch. That was a highlight of our ever-increasing aged weekend.
Ever aged weekend?
Well, I mean, we're getting older, and I'm a Beatles song now.
Yes, you are really, literally. When you're 64, I'm next year.
You're 21 for the third time.
I know.
And
Yes.
then I fixed the lawnmower.
But not in the veterinary sense.
No, it works just fine now. It
Okay.
works so good
Does it
that
run at a
when
higher pitch? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
it runs at a faster pace. Hurricane pulled the handle that makes it go forward, and I saw it drag her across the lawn. I was inside, so she couldn't hear my warm yet sincere chuckling, just in case she listens to the
You were
show.
laughing with her, not at her.
Sure, we can go with that. I guess I forgot to tell her. I'm like, it's gonna run like it used to. She just yanks the handle and
Zoom.
All we needed was the little cartoon swirls.
The black swirly things, like exit stage left.
Yep.
How'd you fix it?
So the problem was grass clippings. They clogged the wheel hub. The you know, only one wheel is ever driven pretty much on these self-propelled mowers. And the one that does the main driving, the gear that there's two gears, one that comes from the transmission and one that is on the gear that engages with the transmission gear and makes the thing go forward.
Right.
I know nobody cares, but that the one on the hub was so filled with grass clippings that you couldn't even see the gear.
Wow.
So I found, first of all, I found my big ratchet, which is also a torque wrench.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the wheel off. Mm-hmm. And did I go and buy a new wheel? Because that would have been, you know, $10.
I'm going to go with no.
You buy the Jesus, I did not. It was not worn out. So I spent 45 minutes picking grass clippings out with a nail. And filling up my kitchen sink.
Did you by any chance do the dollars per hour, figure out what you're worth? I think the number dropped there, Bunky.
That doesn't enter into it.
Okay.
Again, Swamp Fox will be on my side with this,
right?
One.
It's the purpose. I mean, it's the
the principle. So I did that, and then I got out every husband's all purpose. Make things go smoother,
mm-hmm.
WD-40. And I sprayed it on all the parts I could see.
Nice.
And I put it all back together. And then I had purchased a belt, you might remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the new belt on because I could get the blade off now because I had my torque wrench. I didn't have the how much torque should you put on it.
Uh-oh.
Figure. But the last time I used the torque wrench, that's what I was doing. So it was set properly. Well, sort of. Well, and then I tested it briefly and I said, well, I'll come out and test it properly in a little bit.
Right.
You know, in case any parts were found or I didn't set the blade right, I wanted to be the one to run it. Well, Hurricane, while I was doing something else, went out and started running it. And I come outside and I hear it going clack, 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 clack. And I'm like, shut it off. Any guesses, gentlemen, anybody, Bueller?
Sounds like the blade was whacking into the guard.
The blade was loose, yes. Because on a torque wrench, you're supposed to let it click twice. Or at least this one clicks twice when it's at the set torque.
Mm-hmm.
And I found two bolts that help hold the transmission together of the nine that went on that were on the floor. And I'm like, huh, I wonder how I missed those.
Mm.
So I fixed all of that and it's fine now.
That's awesome. Look at you. And so, like, you know, if this whole computer science thing doesn't work out for you.
Lawnmower repair. Goons lawnmower repair.
It's
yeah.
It's always good to have a fallback. I'm just saying.
How about you, Chief? I hear you have some lawnmower issues again.
So I learned this time, I have replaced tires before, but I have never replaced the actual tire on a rim until now.
Ooh.
So I've done that. And most people have machines. And then there's a thing called a tire spoon. And mm-hmm. what happens when you only have one tire spoon?
Mm. What?
Well, at that point, you take a flathead screwdriver,
mm-hmm.
a wedge used for like splitting logs or, you know, at least getting the dent started.
Yeah.
And then you use a framing wrench, something that you would hold in place like for two 2x4s so you can screw it in. And so there's a popping sound. Where it lets you know that
it's not your shoulder.
Yes, yeah, that's cool. where you've broken the bead.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is an unnerving thing. And I was shown by the YouTube person that was showing me how to do it without a machine. Basically, stand on it.
Wow.
Holding it on both sides, and you'll get the sides to start peeling away. And then you can use your little wrench to pull it in spots so that you can get the screwdriver or device under, and you can slowly pry it away. So right. I did that.
Okay.
And then they said putting it on is a little bit harder because as it goes in, you know, I was jumping on it, that did not work. And I was trying to maneuver it around and that didn't work. But I got it on enough so that when I filled it with air, it basically popped into place.
Oh, neat. I always see those things where they're like, you know, pouring in some liquid and then they like light it up and it goes boom and the tire just magically goes into place. I'm like, how does that work?
I've never done that. I always just bring it into the service station.
Well,
I don't know if Swamp Fox has done it or not.
That is one more thing that I can do now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran over some copper wire, thus destroying one of the motors.
And how many motors on the that drive the wheels on the on your machine?
Oh well, so there are motors for wheels and there are motors for blades.
Wow. Right. Which one did you wear out? Let's call it that.
The left motor. The left blade motor.
Oh boy.
Yep. So I got to take that all apart. In doing so, I noticed that there is a spot for oil for the wheels that I never noticed. And it says you're supposed to check and replace this oil after 50 hours of use.
How long have you had it?
About 500 hours of use.
Oil, not grease?
Yes, it is ASE 1040.
Okay.
Well, it's standard oil.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a heavier oil than engines use nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the smaller numbers are lighter, aren't they?
Sorry, SAE. I had the right letter from the wrong.
Same thing.
We knew.
But so I don't know. It's called trans and diff lube, according to Lucas Oil. Heavy duty, high performance gear oil, trans and diff lube.
Your wife lets you bring Lucas products into the house?
It's red, white, and blue.
Oh really? I thought Lucas was the Russian company, but that might be.
No, Lucas Oil is the guy that the people who sponsor NASCAR. They also sponsor the stadium for the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, I'm going to get out of this by switching topics. Didn't you tell me that there were helicopters pacing the Indy 500 this weekend?
Yeah, apparently the fine folks in Indianapolis convinced the local National Guard to bring out two what were they? They weren't Apache, they were Black Hawk. Two Black Hawk helicopters, and the Black Hawk helicopters were pacing the pace car on the first of the pace laps, which is good because apparently on the second of the pace laps they had a crash. And you're thinking to yourself, wait, we didn't have a race yet. How did we have a crash? Well, apparently it had been raining and somebody missed a spot. And you know how they go back and forth and back and forth to warm up the tires? Well,
yeah.
if you're doing that back and forth and back and forth and you hit a slick spot, guess what? You don't go fourth. And he went right into the wall.
Ouch.
And he's like, your race is over before lap one. That's kind of sad. But yeah, but the helicopters were very cool. They were flying so low that if you were in the upper stands, you were eye to eye with the pilot.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'll see if I can find a better video, but there were some decent videos of it the other day.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw part of the commencement address at West Point. I at
Yeah,
least saw the commencement speaker entering.
so Donald was at West Point and JD was at Annapolis.
I was at home.
Was that you were
I
where?
at home.
Okay. Well, I
Working
wasn't
here.
at West Point, but
Right.
I love how they introduce him.
I'm assuming Commander in Chief.
No, they were like, please welcome the 45th and 47th
No, that's
President
true.
of the United States.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I liked his message to the people overseas because while we were at the wedding, I found out that my nephew got certified in flying US drones. For
We
Ukraine.
cool.
That is awesome.
Well, then 2 days ago, I found that US drones were responsible for the attempted assassination of Putin. Then I found,
U.S. drones.
yes,
Holy crap, that's not good.
the drones that attacked his thing were ours. So, in retaliation, he is wiping out the city that my wife grew up in, which is the second largest slash previous capital of the country.
Wow.
So that is a done deal now, and it is 100% that city, which is Kharkiv, now belongs to the Russians. Because they never sent troops in, but they do now. They did this time, and it's about 50,000, which is about
Wow.
49,000 more than the Ukrainians had.
I didn't realize somebody tried to assassinate Putin.
It's weird that that is global news,
Yeah.
but apparently we are more concerned with the people who keep winning women's sports but just turned women like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. That, well, that's much more important, you know. Because they're living their true selves or some bull crap. Thought we
Well,
ended that stuff. Oh well. Oh well, oh well.
you would have thought so, but
What a thought.
that's not the case. So this is what we get to deal with because now it's a he I we I know where the drones are operated from. That city is too far in to be currently attacked. Unfortunately, all of his family members are about an hour from the Russian border.
Yikes.
So what happens when you become conquered?
I don't know. Ask France.
The Nitsitapi became Native Americans. So do you become, the new Russians? I
They
guess.
were always Russian. Just ask the Russians.
Yeah. And they were always
Well,
that
they
one
wanted us.
too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they wanted us there. We speak the same language. They love us, really.
Absolutely. I heard the Austrians had the same feelings back in the 30s.
Exactly. And this will be my last territorial demand.
Well, if history has taught us anything, it's that Poland is next.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I can
Oh, protect
remember
the
Oh no, not again.
pierogi. Is that Poland's new motto?
Honestly, it's happened so many times. You must just get used to it.
Well, let's see. France has probably capitulated, and Italy's probably learning Russian at this point. So, yeah, you know.
So I don't know if you noticed, saw this, but when Macron was on his way to one of the summits, his wife just smacked him in the face.
I've heard these things. I have not seen the story, but supposedly, yeah, she like waylaid him. Fuck,
How
how old
come?
is that?
What'd he do?
He was probably staring at the Italian prime minister.
Well, how can you help doing that? She's a beautiful woman.
That's right. With conservative leanings. Oh, there you go.
Well, the rumor is that Macron's quote unquote wife was once a man.
You know, we had that here too.
We did. Well, see, we were second. And so I saw the Candace Owens expose, and then I saw the Candace Owens lawsuits. And
So we're not going to talk
well, no, the
about
funny thing is,
that?
Candace Owens said, I made these claims based off of this information. They never refuted it. They only said, stop saying it. It would be very easy to refute.
Sure.
Why did they do that?
Exactly.
So that is, and that is how it, it came to be.
Right.
And no one has said anything about it. Except stop saying it.
That's right. We're not saying you're wrong. We just don't want you to stop, continue to say it. Okay.
And with the language that Big Mike keeps saying, it's not helping the cause, or maybe it's just greasing the wheels for the grand reveal. Who knows? Who can say with
Who
what
can
goes on with
say?
Who indeed?
Oh
But
my
yeah,
goodness.
that's the fun geopolitical stuff going on, on this day that we're trying to remember folks for the things that they have done in the past for us.
The sacrifices, the
All
ultimate
of us,
sacrifice.
in some cases, I think all three of our families have people who have served, yes?
Mine were all in the army. Goon, you're a little more spread out.
I'm pretty sure this is right. I know that my dad, Army, Swamp Fox's dad, Marines, our cousin, so uncle to both of us, Navy, and our youngest uncle, I think, was Air Force. And that's the one I'm not 100% certain of, but I believe I'm right.
So who's going to be joining the Coast Guard and Space Force? Yeah, we got to go with
That'll have to that'll have to be one of the second generations, because they're not going to take Swamp Fox or myself.
You know, in a pinch, they're going to take our best and brightest and oldest.
If we get to the levels of Ukraine, they will take everyone. That is what
Exactly.
they're doing.
You mean the service that you and I have doesn't count? Uh-oh.
No. This is, yeah. If anything, I know our coworkers will make sure contractors go first.
Asps, very dangerous. You go first.
We're going to be taking all the able-bodied people, but we're going to take the contractors first. Well, yeah.
Well, certainly the guy who runs my office would feel that way, but.
Well,
Do you want to reveal the dirty secret? I mean,
no, not really.
okay.
In
Once I'm not on that project anymore.
Okay.
Do you guys remember the movie The Mummy 2?
Yes.
Which one is the Mummy 2? Is that the one where the kid had the bracelet?
Yes, and
Okay.
yeah, in the middle of the forest, this is how I see all it leads. As he speaks to his underlings, you must sacrifice yourself for me. You'll be rewarded in the afterlife. Then proceeds to run.
Right. Yes. And then there were the monkeys.
They were pygmy people. They were not monkeys. It was it w It is very funny because it was a the CGI used was a direct ripoff of Diablo 2.
Really?
In watching it, I was like, oh, I'm in Act 2 of Diablo 2 right now.
I played Diablo 3. I did not play 2.
Yes. Well, in Diablo 2, while playing it, you had been like, oh, this is the mummy. Got it. They have the same blow darts. They're little pygmy people. They make the same noises.
Wow. And
I'm pretty sure, you know, whoever they got was some way affiliated with Blizzard. Much like the scene when all those Anubis warriors was a Warcraft 3 scene.
Oh, was it really?
When the orcs are coming down the sand dune. Mm-hmm. Like, I have seen this as well. But yes.
So nothing's new.
No, nothing's ever new. This is the only thing that's going to be new is there's a programming language called Lidity. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. No. No, what's it used for?
So Solidity is when you want to run JavaScript directly from your browser. Ooh. So if you were trying to...
This is a bad idea.
No, sir.
Well, wait a second. JavaScript directly from your browser. You can do that now.
So you're not having to... You don't need a framework. You don't need anything installed. You will just take code and you will say run. And he'll go, oh, do I have a backend? Oh, you don't need a backend. Oh, okay, I'll just do as I'm told.
Wow.
And it's so you can make smart contracts for crypto.
And I found the homepage. There we go. Look at that.
So this is something that I've been learning. And it says very clearly, do you know C++? I was like, nope. It was like, do you know Python?
Yeah, me too.
And it said, if you know either one of those, then you will have a head start. Yeah. Pretty much because in the beginning, it says import. And so now you're importing all these libraries.
Okay.
And then the next thing, so that is the C++-y part. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is just do. You know, you have your calculations, you have what you want it to do, and then you just say run, and then it runs. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that I see it doing and the bots that I see that are coming out of this, now I understand why more and more of the videos that are being, like even in the YouTube shorts, mm-hmm. they're not real.
No.
They are 100% AI generated. Mm-hmm. And they have gotten good enough that unless, like, people are going frame by frame and seeing, like, a sixth finger shows up. Like, the mouse movements are all there now, cadences, because of they've already passed the uncanny valley for voice.
Right.
That you can't tell. In fact, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a...
people are calling about it.
Yes, they can't stop. And they won't stop, much like P. Diddy. But if you guys know what Fortnite is,
mm-hmm. yep.
Someone made a video of a person winning in a streamer winning in Fortnite with a pickaxe. They said the streamer's not real, the game never happened, and yet people were watching it, going like, "Man, I've never heard of this guy. How did he pull this off?"
Yeah, that sounds like a really underpowered weapon, and yeah, no. Yeah.
So this is what we can look forward to now.
See, look at that. Something for us to do. And you've just been giving us all kinds of helpful information this week, Chief. You gave me a meme to explain to Swamp Fox what's with all the dogs.
Oh, God, yes. I will include that one, folks, because that was just precious.
This is for you, Swamp Fox. They're golden retrievers. They retrieve gold. I'm doing it for my family.
Exactly. But now here's the question. Does that mean that Labrador retrievers give you part of England?
No, they give you meth labs.
That's even better.
Yeah, there you go. Golden doodles take the gold and they doodle gold. You know, a little messier, but...
That sounds a little wrong.
Wendy just looked at me and walked away, shaking her head ruefully.
At least it wasn't a golden diddle, because you don't
need... At least it wasn't an awning.
Yeah.
Of the cage of asparagus, you know.
You made me spit my breakfast coffee out.
That was by far one of the funniest things I've seen, and it's just such an old person joke too. Oh gosh, what were we going to do with that?
It's been that kind of day. It's been a quiet day.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I was a little terrified going down to Annapolis to spend time with my in-laws on Memorial Day, because everybody would be driving home and they would be going the same way I would be. And I thought, I'm going to be stuck in like hours of traffic on my 45-minute ride home. And instead, my 45-minute ride home was 40 minutes because I had pedaled to the metal. There you go.
Wow. Well, I this wasn't much of a beach weekend. It was more like the Memorial Days that I experienced when I lived in New England. I mean, you really wasn't a beach weekend because it wasn't warm enough yet.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was like what, maybe 70 something today.
I mean, right now Microsoft Windows is telling me it's 69 outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my Aunt Lucy level weather.
Oh gosh, I thought we'd get through it. I hoped, but no.
Hey, well, we're cold here.
Well, the number one fan just called in because I forgot to tell her we were recording early. So
yeah, see, so and I didn't. That was a real estate agent.
Ooh, what are you buying?
Potentially property in Baltimore to help a friend. If it's potential.
I'm going to say this once, and then I'm never going to say it again, okay? Did you not learn your lesson?
It's the Charm City, man. What are you talking about?
So I'm buying it so that they can eventually own it. They're going to buy it back from me once they have the money.
Okay.
This is a person, because I asked to, I said, what can you afford? Then I said, let me see your finances. So she has things that she has to do, and if she does them, she gets paid out for her military service that will take care of all the bills and everything.
Nice.
So I know the money's there, but I also know the family debt, so that is why I said, once that is taken care of, then we can go to phase two. And then I found out that one of my high school buds gets buried tomorrow.
Oh, and sorry.
Yeah, it's the only thing I heard was medical complications, and I had just seen this person 3 months ago.
Wow.
And he was all smiles, but I mean, he was always smiles, so it's kind of hard. How you doing? Are you great? And you don't say, well, I'm dying. You know, that's
right.
A downer usually.
It can put a little frost on the conversation, sure.
Yeah, so gone at 45, I told all the other friends, were like, man, what do you do? And I said, you keep going, because, you know, except for the fact that he had five kids, that's the worst
yikes
part.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad was only a year older than him. That's tough.
Yep, and now I don't know what's going to happen, and so once again, this is more reason for me trying to figure out my new programming language and see if I can help AI speed up the beginning of the end, because you know I'm all about the people, and that's going to be my contribution to humanity.
Quickening its end.
Hey, look, the faster it ends, the faster we all get to go to our rightful home, because you know we're only visitors here. So
right. What if I don't want to relocate because I know where I'm going?
Well, so
I need to fix it first.
Okay.
Don't be tearing down the building before I'm ready to move, man.
What did Captain Planet say?
I don't know. I refuse to watch that commie crap.
The power is yours. Okay. The
power is mine. Okay.
At any point in your life, you can make the decision that is necessary. And if you've noticed, the people that are turning towards faith has increased globally by like 29%. So Gen Alpha males have realized that, you know, with the what is it, infinite availability of real and fake female stuff.
Real and fake female stuff.
Yes. Okay. So what was your motivating factor to do better, to get money, to whatever?
Oh, to spend time with better quality people of the opposite sex.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So what happened?
They didn't like the way I looked. At least I could stand on my wallet to attract them.
So now, if you've heard of Cyber Hotel, which is the newest thing to come out of Germany since World War II, you know, you basically generate the person you want to be with, and then they hook you up into it, and then you get to be with that person. And
it's not a real person, though, is it?
Of course it's not. No. And that's the
thing. We're doomed.
So there were lots of people that were complaining, and then there were actual journalists, something that we seem to lack here in America, that went there. They went into the place, and they looked for specific things, and they said, I asked for X, Y, and Z, and I was introduced to X, Y, and Z. And then I said, I want to do ABC, and they did ABC, and they did not. There was no talking back. There was no blah, blah, blah. There was nothing human about it. It was basically my desires were reenacted. And that is a problem.
This is just like that Stallone movie where they had VR goggles.
So it is not like Demolition Man, because they had VR goggles. And in this one, they have haptic suits.
Sensations and stuff.
Yes. So,
you get
the feed back.
Oh.
So that is what people are now more interested in, and because of that, you know, you start losing as soon as another person, a real person, ticks you off. I don't need this. I can go to here, and you know, get everything that I ever wanted.
Yeah, I mean, there was that whole men going their own way, but that was just men going away. Now men are going away and finding, you know, digital relief. Oh.
Well,
was also the passport bros.
That is a much different thing, because those are real people.
That's true. That's just American women not happy about that. Because, you know, the American men are getting on a plane and going to some other country and finding a wife and bringing them back. And the American woman's like, well, what about me? And it's like, what about you? You know, we're all tens. You should just be worshiping us. No.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
People understand that is not going to happen. And it is a. When I saw that, I was like, oh man, we are so close to yet another verse of Revelation coming in. So I'm just waiting, because
we're just waiting. Yeah. Okay.
I know every generation has said, man, you know, this has gotta be it.
Yeah. We have too many signs.
I'm like, man, there's not gonna be anything left.
We have the clipboard. We're like, darn, we are just checking these boxes off at a frantic pace.
Yep. So that's yet another thing to look forward to. So even as you're,
I can hardly wait.
Well, okay. So it probably won't happen tonight. I'm throw that out there. So if we're lucky, people will get to watch, get to listen to this show. And that would be awesome. We appreciate everybody who does listen to this show. And please stay tuned, because we're going to have a show next week. We promise, unless, things happen, which would be out of our control. And I totally get it if we don't do a show, but I'm pretty sure we're going to do a show. But before we go tonight, a word from the goon.
Tonight, Swimming with the Fish honors all those who serve our country, remembering those that have given their lives so that you and I may live free and make awful jokes on podcasts. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, and honored since May 30th, 1868. It only took our elected life forms 103 years to recognize that we the people had a good and honorable idea. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.